In Havana today, Cubans gathered in the Plaza of the Revolution for Mass with Pope Benedict. It was the last public event in the Pope's three-day visit to the island. He called on Cuba and the world to choose a path of love, reconciliation, and brotherhood. Nick Miroff has the story from Havana.
The plaza where the Pope spoke is the same site where Fidel Castro delivered countless speeches over the years, and the scene this morning felt a bit like a political rally. Only the huge banners draped from government buildings didn't say revolution or socialism or death, but carried messages like Jesus of Mary and Charity Unites Us.
El Papa está presente. Se oye. Se siente.
The Pope is here. You can hear him. You can feel him, was the message to the crowd. A heavy police presence could also be felt and seemed to weigh on the event. It was a sign authorities wanted to keep a tight lid on things and make sure there weren't any signs of protest or other disturbances by government opponents. Benedict arrived to the plaza waving from his white Pope mobile and split the crowd as he headed to a custom-built stage.
In the name of the Father, del Hijo, and del Espíritu Santo.
Reading from his homily in Spanish, Benedict urged Cubans to find truth in God and freedom in the path of Jesus Christ. He also encouraged the Cuban government to strengthen protections for religious freedoms on the island, saying it establishes solid foundations for the rights of future generations.
Il derecho alla libertà religiosa, tanto in sua dimensione individuale come comunitaria.
The right to freedom of religion, both in its private and public dimension, manifests the unity of the human being, who is at once a citizen and a believer, Benedict said. If critics of the Castro government were looking for a more direct challenge to Cuba's one-party state and a push for greater political freedoms, Benedict did not deliver. To form a more worthy and free nation, he said, quoting from 19th-century Cuban priest Felix Varela, the island needs a deeper spiritual life.
Cuba y el mundo necesitan cambios, pero estos se darán solo.
Cuba and the world need change, Benedict said, but this will only occur if each one is in a position to seek the truth and choose the way of love, sowing reconciliation and brotherhood. Wednesday's crowd was estimated in the hundreds of thousands, but felt a bit small for a typical Cuban mass rally. The government had declared a national holiday and encouraged many workers to attend. For both President Raul Castro and the church, Benedict's visit seemed like a success, finding common ground in a message of anti-consumerism, Cuban unity, and gradual reform. Alexander Espinosa, a devout 24-year-old, had traveled from one end of the island to the other to attend all of Benedict's public events.
Para mí el mensaje de Benedicto ha sido muy claro.
To me, Benedict's message has been very clear, Espinosa said. It's for Cuba's youth to carry on Pope John Paul II's legacy and to lead this society forward. Few in the crowd seem to hear an especially political message in Benedict's visit, and it's not clear if he'll leave the kind of lasting impression with believers and non-believers that his predecessor did in his 1998 visit. 60-year-old Mary Martinez said for her, Benedict's words were spiritual.
Un mensaje de paz, un mensaje de amor. Única.
A message of peace and love, Martinez said. That's it. Pope Benedict did not meet with Cuban dissidents during his trip, drawing criticism from Castro opponents here and abroad. Human rights activists said more than 150 dissidents had been detained in the days during and before the Pope's visit. Benedict did meet briefly with Fidel Castro before his departure back to Rome. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.
Moral Things Considered coming up in a moment.